So when our senses are engaged for the actual proprietor of the senses, that is called devotional service. In our conditional state, our senses are engaged in serving these bodily demands. When the same senses are engaged in executing the order of Krishna, it is called bhakti.
Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchat. Bhakti, it is very simple thing. Our relationship with Krishna is natural. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vangsa Jivabhu. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, our only duty is to serve Krishna. That is natural. There is no question about it. Part and parcel means helping the whole. As we have several times explained, that this finger is the part and parcel of my body. So it is the duty of the finger always serve the body, whole body. It has no other occupation. As soon as I desire finger, you come to this place, immediately it comes. Finger, you come to this place, immediately it comes. So we can study what is the meaning of part and parcel. Part and parcel means to serve the whole. Krishna is the absolute truth. We are relative truth. Therefore, it is our duty to serve Krishna. That is our natural position. But at the present moment, we are engaging our senses, ourselves, in designation. I am thinking I am American. I am thinking I am Hindu. I am thinking I am Brahmin. Or I am sannyasi. So many designations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself how to become designationless. Sarvapadhi binin muktam. He said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Brahmachari. He denied. And at last he said, Gopi bhattu padakamalayo dasa dasanu dasa. This is our position. We are not Indian, we are not American. We are not Hindu, we are not Muslim. These are all designations. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is to make people free from designation. Just like actually you see, here are American, European boys and girls. They are forgotten that they are American or European or they come from Christian group or Jewish group. Similarly, we should also forget that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahmin, I am Shudra, I am Kshatri. No. This is the only platform, Krishna consciousness, where we can unite on a spiritual platform. We cannot be united by resolutions, just like the United Nations. They are trying for the last 30 years to become united. A simply resolution. On that platform we cannot be united, on political platform or social platform, that is not possible. Because the designations are there. When we are free from designation, sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatina nirmalam. When you are purified, then we can unite in the service of the Lord Krishna. That is real unity. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam, that is Vaikuntha platform. Just like in Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha Narayan or Krishna, he is the central point of service. Just like in Vrindavan. The Vrindavan, the animals, the birds, the beasts, the water, the trees, the flowers, the cowherd's boy, everyone, center is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. They did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they love Krishna with their heart and soul. That is Vrindavan. So if we come to this point of Krishna consciousness and simply learn how to love Krishna, then we can create the whole world as Vrindavan. Unfortunately, even in the Vrindavan, at the present moment, because our desires have been something else other than serving Krishna, there are so many factions. The center is missing. So Krishna consciousness movement means to purify our senses from the designation and engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanang Bhakti Rucha. That is described here. That is one truth. It is called bhakti. In our conditional state, our senses are engaged in serving these bodily demands. When the same senses are engaged in executing the order of Krishna, it is called bhakti. This is bhakti. Just like Arjuna served Krishna by his talent. He was a soldier. He knew how to fight. So, for his personal consideration, he was thinking not to fight, not to kill the other side, because the other side happened to be his kinsman, his grandfather, his brother, his nephews. So he was thinking in terms of his own sense gratification, because the other side, if they are killed, I will be unhappy. That was his consideration. Therefore, he was not willing to fight. And to induce him to become Krishna conscious, the whole Bhagavad Gita was explained. And at the end, Krishna asks Arjuna, what is your decision? Jathechasi tathakur. You can do whatever you like. I have given you instruction, full instruction. Now, whatever you like, you can do. This means every living entity has got a little independence. Krishna or God does not interfere with that independence. Jathechasi tathakuru. At the last also Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. You do it. Krishna can instruct us. You do it. If I don't do it, that is my option. That option is always there. Krishna does not oblige me. Otherwise, what is the difference between me and the stone? The stone has no independence. But I am a living entity. I have got my independence. So Krishna does not interfere with my independence. Voluntarily, if we surrender to Krishna, voluntarily, if we serve Him, then our life is success. Voluntarily. Hitya annatha rupam sarupena avasthe. We can become immediately liberated if we give up our designated post. If we simply come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then immediately we become liberated. So many sages and saintly persons are trying to become liberated, mukta, to merge into the existence of impersonal Brahma. But because they have no information of Krishna, or they do not like to surrender to Krishna, they fall down. Arujya kritchena parang padang tata patanti adha. So, we must stick to Krishna consciousness without any designative ideas. We must stand on the transcendental platform. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Transcendental platform means above the three modes of material nature, which is called Brahma-bhūta. So, this position, Brahma-bhūta's position, without being in Brahma-bhūta position, liberated state, nobody can be engaged in devotional service. Brahma-bhūta-prasanna-ātmā na-sochati-na-kāṅkati samas-sarveshu-bhūteshu mad-bhakti-labhate-param. Bhakti begins when one is actually liberated from the influence of the modes of material nature. That is real bhakti. Otherwise, when we are in training, that is called prakita bhakti. Actually, we are in the material state, but we are being trained up, the deity worship. This is following the rules and regulations under the instruction of spiritual master or Vedic injunction. This is training period. But even in this training period, if one is sincere and serious, he is liberated. He is liberated. It is so nice. Krishna consciousness is so nice that even in the training period, although he is not mature, and even one false, immature state, there is no loss. That is also confirmed by Narad Muni. Taktva sadharmam charanam bhujam hari patittato jati apakka. There is a verse like this. I don't exactly remember. That if one is engaged in Krishna consciousness and without being mature, somehow or other, if he falls down, there is no loss. Whereas other persons who are sticking to their sadharma, but has no idea of Krishna consciousness, he does not gain anything. These are the statements of Narada. Therefore, our position should be, our real active life begins when we begin to serve Krishna with our senses without being designated, without being situated in designation. This is transcendental state. Therefore, a bhakta, Vaishnava should not be considered that he is coming from European group or this group or that group. No. Vaishnava jati buddhi. Vaishnava should not be considered belonging to any jati. Vaishnava vachai siladhi gurusu narmati. Just like we worship deity, everyone knows that deity is made of stone. But do we worship the stone? Do we construct so big temples for worshipping a piece of stone? No. Unless one has got this conception that here is the Supreme Personality of God is Sakshat Brijandanandan. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath temple and immediately fainted, he saw Sakshat Brijandanandan Hari Krishna immediately. So we have to learn how to see Vaishnava and Vishnu. That is Krishna consciousness movement. That means we have to purify our senses. Then we can see Krishna always. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti jang shyama sundaram achinta gunasarupam govindam adipurusam tamahang bhajami. One has to smear the eyes with the ointment of love. How to love Krishna? Then one can see Krishna always within his heart. And one who has learned this art, how to see Krishna within himself, within his heart, always, Krishna certifies he is the topmost yogi. Yogi namapi sarvesa. Madgata antaratmana saddhyaman bhajati jomam same yuktatam. These are clear things. There is no hazy idea. Everything is clear. We have to become designationless, free from designation. We shall forget. Not that here are some foreigners, pick up some quarrel with them and try to drive them away, why they have come. So many nonsense things are going on. For want of actual spiritual education, this is not good, at least for Vrindavan. This is not good. People have not been educated properly with the Vrindavan spirit. Therefore, things are happening like that. Sarvapadhivinirmuktam. How to engage the senses, being freed from designation in the service of the Lord. That is Vrindavan life. That is Vrindavan atmosphere. If there is any other purpose than this, then it is very difficult to utilize the opportunity, the fortune of living in Vrindavan. One has to be designationless, gone.
As long as one identifies himself as belonging to a certain family, a certain society, or a certain person, he is said to be covered with designations. When one is fully aware that he does not belong to any family, society, or country, but is eternally related to Krishna, he then realizes that his energy should be employed not in the interests of so-called family, society, or country, but in the interests of Krishna. This is purity of purpose and the platform of pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness.
So, our purpose, the Krishna consciousness movement, is started with this summary idea, that nobody should think himself as belonging to certain family or sect or religion or country or nation. All these designations have created havoc in the world. It's false designation. When I think that this country is mine, it is a false designation. Country is not mine. I am a guest here. If I stay in a country, in a place, for say 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, does it mean that it belongs to me? Because they have no Krishna conscious idea, they are misled in thinking in that way. Some group of men are thinking that this is our country, we are American, we are Indian, we are German. This is the false illusion. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna says, Bhoktam Jagatapasam Sarvalokamayasram. He is the proprietor. But because people are not educated in Krishna consciousness, they are thinking, I am the proprietor. Aham mameti janasya moham ayam. this ahangmama, increasing the ahangmama, is illusion, is maya. And that is going on. Therefore, there is great need of spreading Krishna consciousness in the human society. Those who are actually welfare workers, they should come forward and join this movement to spread it. Actually, it is being accepted very nicely. Although not nicely, they have begun to accept it all over the world. That is our experience. And if we present the philosophy in correct viewpoint, people will accept it. And people from all parts of the world will come to Vrindavan because they are hearing about Vrindavan, about Krishna naturally. They are very much anxious to visit. But if we do not receive them nicely, if we remain sectarian, it will be an unfortunate thing. That is my request. Those who are inhabitants of Vrindavan, they should be prepared to receive these foreigners who are being educated in Krishna consciousness. They should come here to visit. So they should be received, they should be welcome. That is my request. Yes. Next.
The characteristics of pure devotional service. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 29th chapter, 10th verse, Srila Kapila Deva, while instructing his mother, has given the following characteristics of pure devotional service. Quote, "My dear mother, those who are my pure devotees and who have no desire for material benefit or philosophical speculation have their minds so much engaged in my service that they are never interested in asking me for anything except to be engaged in that service. They do not even beg to live in my abode with me."
Yeah. This is pure devotional purpose, natural. Here is a Krishna devotee. How much one should be glad to see a Krishna devotee? Naturally, his love for a Krishna devotee should enhance. That is pure devotion. Just like in foreign country, when one Indian meets another Indian, naturally he has got some tendency. Oh, where from you are coming? How long you are here? This conversation go on. Similarly, natural flow of Krishna consciousness is that as soon as one sees a person in Vaishnava symptom, he should be eager to welcome him. He should be very much anxious to talk with him about Krishna, Krishna katha. Bodhantam parasparam dushanticha ramanticha. Krishna conscious people should be so nice that as soon as they meet together, they talk about Krishna, they try to understand about Krishna, and they feel pleasure in that way. That is Krishna consciousness society. We are trying to make a Krishna consciousness society to give this opportunity to these people how one should be engladdened by seeing one devotee and talk with them, one another, about Krishna, forgetting their designation. That is Krishna consciousness. Go on.
There are 5 kinds of liberation, namely to become one with the Lord, to live with the Supreme Lord in the same planet, to have the same features as the Lord, to enjoy the same opulences as the Lord, and to live as a companion of the Lord. A devotee, not to speak of rejecting material sense gratification, does not even want any of the 5 kinds of liberation. He is satisfied simply by discharging loving service to the Lord. That is the characteristic of pure devotion.
Yes, this is instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He rejects na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadishakam. They, karmis, they want all these things Now, dhanam, great riches, and beautiful wife, great followers, Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting this. And he is rejecting also liberation. Diyamanam na grinnanti. A pure devotee is not interested even in liberation. That is pure devotee. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, kita janma hau jathatva dasa, bohinmukh brahma janme nahi moro asa. A devotee does not pray that give me this, give me that. No. He prays that whatever you like, if you like me to take birth as an insect, that's all right. But my only request is that I may become an insect in the house of a devotee, so that I may get the chance of prosecuting my devotional service. I may eat the remnants of foodstuff eaten by the devotee, just like Bharat Maharaj. He became a deer, but he was associating with saintly persons. He understood that I was formerly King Bharat by chance, my mind being absorbed in the thinking of a deer, I have become a deer. All right, doesn't matter. So he was associating with devotees. Similarly, a devotee is not interested to become liberated, go back to home, back to Godhead. Of course, even if he's not interested, Krishna takes him. Takta dehang punar janma naiti mameti. That is natural. But that is not our. We don't pray to Krishna for anything of sense gratification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahuituki tui. Ahuituki. Apratihata. Our simple desire is how to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Janmani janmani. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks janmani janmani, that means he rejects liberation also. Na dhanang na janang na kapitang vajache. This is the karmis, ganis, and even liberation, he rejects. Liberation of mama janmani. If one is liberated, then where is the question of janmani janmani? So liberation is also not aspired by a devotee. These are the characteristics of pure devotion. This chapter is characteristics of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service should be without any desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. they are trying to make Krishna sunnam, sunnavadi. Our attempt should be to make our desires sunnam. Simply we be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is pure devotion. One paragraph more. What is time?
In the above statement by Kapila Deva from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the actual position of a pure devotee is described, and the primary characteristics of devotional service are also defined. Further characteristics of devotional service are described by Rupa Goswami with evidences from different scriptures. He states that there are six characteristics of pure devotional service, which are as follows. 1. Pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. 2. Pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness.
Srila Prabhupada Saraswati has described Vishyam Purnam Sukhayat Vidhi Mahendra Adishya Kitayat Jatkaranna Katakha Vaibhavatam Gaurami Vastama. When actually one comes in the platform of devotional service, for him there is no problem. The whole world is disturbed, agitated with so many problems. But for a devotee there is no problem. Vishang Purnam Sukhayat. And they are trying, the whole world is trying to become a very big man. Somebody is trying to be a very big merchant or big industrialist or minister or this or that. And others, they are trying to occupy the post of Indra, Chandra, Devata. That is competition going on. As soon as there is some competition, even persons, demigods like Indra, Chandra, they become disturbed and they try to stop it. But a devotee has no such concern. He is not disturbed. Because he is engaged in the service of the Lord, he feels so much happy that he has no disturbance. Vishang Purnam Sukhayat. Neither he is anxious to occupy any very big post. Because for a devotee, Vidhi Mahendra Adischa Kitayat. He knows, what is this position? Say for some years, 10 years, 20 years, 50, 100, million years, it is limited. As soon as the limited span of life is finished, either in this world, either in this planet, or in other planets, suppose I go to the heavenly planet, I occupy the post of Indra, so what is that? It is also limited. Kine punne puno marta lokang visanti. So long you have got assets of pious activities, you can occupy such post. Then again come down. Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravartin arjuna. So in this way we are wandering from up, down, down, up, in this way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa pai bhakti lata bij. We are wondering, life after life, in different species of life, different forms of life, in different planetary system, and that is going on. This is not progress. Where is progress? You are conditioned within this universe. Where is your progress? Suppose you just like if I jump with a limited space, where is my progress? Real progress is Krishna consciousness. Takta dehang punarjanma naiti. If we actually want to make progress, then we must take to Krishna consciousness, so that after leaving this body, there is no more coming down to accept a material body. That is real progress. Otherwise, there is no progress. It is simply wandering with a limited space. That is not progress at all. But because we are in illusion, we are thinking it is progress. It is not progress. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.